Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Engel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP. All right.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Troy Nelson, and this is Live on KEXP. On the show this time, it's the electrified folk of Kylie V.
I bathe in waterfalls on the side of the highway. 500 clicks has never kept me down before. You speak in freezing tongues that cradle the mountain top.
In late 2018, Kylie V recorded their Lotus Eater EP using an iPhone 6 out of necessity. It's great, lo-fi, roomy, and with that pokey mid-range you would expect. It has the Kylie V calling cards.
There's something inside of...
High vocals delivered quietly, slinky melodic guitar lines. The enjoyment of and facility with words. KEXP's DJ Abby asked Kylie V about getting started making music.
You've been just, you know, busy writing, recording since you were 14. Like, what made you decide to pick up music? What drew you?
I think ever since I was a little kid, I really wanted to get into music. Like, you know, when you're like 2 years old and you're like, I'm gonna be a rock star. And over time, that kind of became, like, it seemed less and less attainable the more I grew up, because that's a really big, ridiculous thing to want. And then when I was about 14, I got into the, like, local Vancouver music scene and realized that actually I can just create whatever, and there's a group of people that'll be interested in it, and now I'm here.
I love that. I love, like, what about the community of Vancouver, you know, brought you to that conclusion that you can just make whatever you want?
I got really into the band Peach Pit. They're lovely, lovely people.
Agreed.
So great. And through them, I found their old label, Kingfisher Blues, and Tim the Mute. And Tim was a huge help, like, putting together my first show. His show at, like, Record Store Day was the first DIY thing I'd been to. And I just kind of realized that these are all normal people just doing stuff in, like, random buildings, and it's a lot more accessible than people make it out to be, I think.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I love about Vancouver is, like, people are like, I found a coffee shop and this is where my show is. And
yeah,
it's very
fantastic.
Great to see that community, and also just to have that communal support for, you know, just young artists as well, to be like,
absolutely,
make your stuff.
They also felt safe. It's important to point out that safety is a real concern for a younger, non-binary, neurodivergent artist. Kylie has cited Good Night Out Vancouver and Cushy Entertainment as orgs that are making the scene safer. We want to shout out the Vera Project and Teen Ticks right here in our hometown. That Vancouver scene also includes the brilliant experimental chill meets dark samples and jangle band Sleepy Gonzalez. Brothers Benito and Christian play bass and drums in Kylie V's band. Harley Small from Peach Pit recorded and co-produced the new record Big Blue. Violinist Tegan Walgren provides intensity and complexity, etc. DIY lives. Praise be. For this performance, Kylie V played 5 songs, including a cover. The album Big Blue is available on Mute Records. We are more than excited to present Kylie V, live on KEXP.
Thank you.
in your mind. Wild-eyed girl, wash your hands of me. Unravel all the yearning deep inside. Be my girl. My girl. Be my baby.
That it's something abstract and larger than life.
just heard Kylie V with the songs On My Mind and Solace.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Kylie V.
was cold, but something about it felt like home somehow. And I left my scarf there at your sister's house, and you still got it in a drawer.
was our live session with Kylie V. You heard the songs Big Blue, A Story If You Want It, and All Too Well. Shout out to our partner station, KUSF Online from San Francisco, broadcasting during the pandemic. The first song in this session was also featured on the KEXP Song of the Day podcast, a great resource for new music discovery. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.